From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Thousands across Russia have demonstrated that they are not in support of a fourth term for Russian President Vladimir Putin. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Thousands of demonstrators crowded into Moscow's Pushkin Square in a day of protests across Russia ahead of Vladimir Putin's inauguration for a fourth term as president. A monitoring group says more than 350 people have been arrested around the country. Ben Thomas, AP Radio News.
Iran's president warned Sunday about the nuclear deal between Iran and world powers. If the United States leaves a nuclear agreement, you will soon see that they will regret it like never before in history. Hassan Rouhani made the statements during a televised address. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he will decide May 12th or by May 12th whether Washington will remain an adherent to the nuclear agreement. Former New York City mayor and presidential candidate Rudy Giuliani is now the outspoken face of the president's legal team. He talked to reporters in Washington about a number of issues, including the Iran nuclear deal and whether Mr. Trump should withdraw from the pact.
He first has to decide what he wants to do with the agreement. Seems to me there are three choices, right? One that I don't like, continue it. Second one, renegotiate it. Or number three, throw it out, get the sanctions back, and then see if they don't come to the, on their knees again like they did last time.
Meanwhile, a foreign minister or foreign policy advisor to Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei warned last week Iran would withdraw from the deal if Mr. Trump allows and follows through on his threat to pull out. For the first time in 9 years, Lebanese voters this Sunday participate in parliamentary elections. Security concerns have postponed the vote several times. This is VOA News. Residents of Hawaii's Big Island remain on high alert after the Kilauea volcano gushed more lava on the island's eastern side, forcing more evacuations. Lava, molten rock, and toxic gas continue to plague area neighborhoods following a 6.9 magnitude earthquake, the island's largest tremor in more than 40 years. New Civil Defense Administration Talmadge Magno.
Four or five landslides on the Hamakua coastline. Public works and state highways, we're dealing opening those. And, I think one of them at least shut down two lanes. But didn't sound like it was going to be anything more extensive than that. I know some buildings had some minor damage. I heard it throughout Hilo Town, but pretty much that was it.
The Associated Press reports at least five homes have been destroyed by lava, shooting out of openings in the ground. There have been no reports of deaths or injuries. Officials warned Friday that they have detected high levels of sulfur gas in the air that could threaten those who have respiratory problems in the elderly. Australia continues its attempts to join the rapidly growing space industry. It's set to receive a multi-million dollar boost. And as many space startups, some of which have struck deals with NASA and other international agencies. And as Phil Mercer reports for VOA, while Australia currently does not have rockets that can transport satellites into orbit, nor any launch capabilities, the rapid advance of technology and reusable rockets have drastically cut the cost of doing business in space.
A company in Australia's Northern Territory is working with indigenous groups to build a launch site. Professor Anna Moore, a member of the Australian Government's Expert Reference Group, which advises officials on creating a space agency, says a cash boost in this week's federal budget will go a long way.
The $50 million injection is a great start for setting up the agency itself. We're talking about setting up the administration, the legal aspects, working across government.
The Australian space industry has grown by about 10% annually over the past two decades. Experts believe it has the potential to create thousands of jobs and say that a domestic space agency will consolidate the sector, give it direction, and foster international links.
Phil Mercer reporting for VOA in Sydney. Justify, the favorite three-year-old horse going into Saturday's Kentucky Derby, won the two-kilometer race on a rain-soaked track. Justify held off Audible and Good Magic in the final stretch. Saturday's race at Churchill Downs is a 144th annual Kentucky Derby. A horse is required to be victorious in all three races in order to capture the Triple Crown. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.